Happy to have on the Edmonton Eskimos. He was their first pick in the draft last night, 8th overall. He is a receiver at the University of Iowa. Had over 1,500 yards, 102 receptions, 7 touchdowns in his career. Also had the 85-yard TD reception in the Big Ten Championship. Most people remember that. Also just signed with the Indianapolis Colts in the National Football League. Devon Smith joins us. Devon, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. You know, I was doing a lot of research on you, and the thing I liked was your honesty about, you know, Canada wanting to produce more football players. Is we really have to improve the infrastructure and everything kind of at the lower levels, yet you were one who was able to find his way onto, you know, a major NCAA football program. You went to Kent School, which is a private boarding school in Connecticut, and that really seemed to get you a lot of exposure. Do you think you still would have being recruited had you stayed in Canada, or do a lot of Canadian football players, if you're talented, if you want to go NCAA, have to look at boarding schools in different places like that?
Yeah, I think the opportunity is definitely out there when you go out to prep schools. Maybe now it's changed with recruiting and schools from the States going out to Canada and recruiting kids. But I know when I was in high school that it wasn't really a big thing. So going out there was definitely a great opportunity for me and to really show my talent and play against better talent, as they would say, and just prove that I can play with anybody.
Playing against better talent helps, but what about playing more games? Like, you look even at the college level in NCAA, you know, they're playing on average, you know, 4 more games than they are in CIS. Then you throw in, you know, at high school, you know, they play more games. Is that something that I understand the temperature is maybe an issue in Canada, but do we need to find a way to have more games played for youth football players?
Yeah, I mean, that might be a pretty good option, but I mean, I guess the more film, the better. So the more games you can play, the more competition you play against, and the more they can see on film. So there's a lot of things to it. I just don't know exactly how they look at it. I never really asked questions about that, especially since I've already kind of made my way out here.
Devon Smith joins us. Now, Devon, you're signed, of course, right now with the Indianapolis Colts, so the NFL is, of course, on your radar. Being a Canadian guy growing up in Toronto, the CFL, I guess, is a good fallback option for you, if that's indeed the case. I know that you've never played the slot back as far as using the waggle, so that's something that you'd have to adjust to. But looking at your size and your frame and your speed and everything like that, like, do you not expect to be in the CFL, or are you a guy who, you know, you've had a chance at NFL camps? I know how long they run, but given an opportunity now to see how you match up against other guys, you know, where are you at confidence-wise in believing that not only you can stick, that you can be a difference maker in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of confidence myself. I went to a great school, University of Iowa, with great coaches that also coached in the league, and has had a lot of great players come through the school. So, I mean, I definitely have a lot of confidence from there and playing against great talent, especially in the Big Ten Championship. And now moving on to the next level, I mean, I feel like I fit in. I know I have a lot of work to do, and I'm a very humble kid, and I'm going to do whatever I can and do whatever it takes to stay in the NFL. And whether or not I'm just trying to play football still, you know. I want to play football wherever it may be, and I'm going to work my butt off to be the best receiver I could be.
So now here's a tough question, because playing games makes a player better, right? So let's say you stay on a practice roster in the NFL and you practice, but you never play, knowing that you could come to the CFL and play. How do you balance that decision?
I mean, that's kind of like when you're in college and they redshirt you. You get put on basically the practice squad or a scout team, and you go against the starters. So I know whether or not I'm gonna be on a practice squad, I'm gonna be going against the defense, and I'm gonna be going against top tier talent, regardless. And I know that's gonna make me better, and I know I'm gonna keep learning on special teams and doing whatever I can to get on that field. So I think no matter what, I'll get better. I mean, I've seen a lot of guys get redshirted in college and turned out to be great football players. So I can take that I never actually redshirted in college, so doing this may be a great thing for me.
Devon Smith joins us as Eskimos draft pick yesterday. You ran a 4.33 40-yard dash at the Hawkeyes Pro Day in March. Speed is obviously something you have. You've also got the size. And the NFL, I believe, has really gravitated towards the CFL game, where it's more of a pass first rather than a run. And so you play a position now that you think, man, because a lot of teams, you know, are four or five receivers deep, whereas it used to be maybe only three. The opportunity to be a receiver in the NFL is probably, you're right at the best time you've ever had when you look at the way the game is going in the NFL.
Yeah, most definitely. I know the game has changed a lot, and there's a lot of guys that are fast, and running a 4.3 and being able to run as fast as the top receivers in the country this year and maybe even last year, it's a good thing. I mean, it shows that the game is definitely evolving, and I'm one of those guys that can fit in.
Now, I read an article where you mentioned that when you got to college, you realized you needed to work harder, and no one had really ever told you that. Obviously, you know, you had a great amount of natural ability. So is that something that you, and it might sound strange, like, not that coaches need to be harder on kids, but, you know, how do you think you could have benefited if maybe a coach in high school would have just sat you down and said, Tavon, I know you're maybe more skilled than these guys, but you're not working hard enough? Or is that just a maturity level for you to suddenly be 18, 19 and look and say, you know what, I'm actually not working as hard as I'm capable of? Like, how are you able to make that assessment of your own work ethic?
I mean, I was always pushed when I was young, and I kind of realized once my high school coach, Pat Diodati at Chabanad, told me that I could be a good player. I kind of matured faster than anybody else, I'd say, because I mean I took football more serious. I got me a trainer, and tried to get bigger, faster, and stronger when I was in high school. And from there on out, I never looked back. I mean, I left home and I went to a school and I did whatever I did out there to get to Iowa. I mean, I didn't leave the football field, and that's something that I guess a lot of kids maybe wouldn't understand, because it's a culture. You gotta love it, and I'm one of those kids that really love it, and all I do is think about football and trying to do things to get better. I mean, so it's definitely something that I had from when I was young.
How or what have you done to improve being a route runner as a receiver?
I'd say just watching other guys. When I first got to Iowa, we had older guys that I could look up to and get better. They taught me how to run routes, and they showed me guys to look at. And I asked a lot of questions. I mean, when I was training for Pro Day, I would ask NFL scouts what makes the difference between me and some other guy, or I'd ask my coaches, what can I do to be that Amari Cooper or be that Kevin White? What do I need to work on to do that? And I just like negative and positive feedback. You know, I want to do everything else to make myself that best receiver that I could be.
Devon Smith, how was that combine experience, and did you get any negative feedback that really actually helped you when you know, I'm sure it's hard to take it instantly, but what was the negative feedback that's really helped you work on something to make you a better player?
I'd say some negative feedback was just saying I need to, every play, since I run a 4.3, I got to make every route look like I'm a 4.3 football player. I can't run my routes. I know every route is not supposed to run 100%, but I know you tell me I just got to make it look like I'm fast. If I can run a 4.3, I should be running a 4.3 when I'm running my routes. And that's one thing that kind of stuck out to me, is that some guys kind of will go hard their first two, three plays, and then the fourth play they get tired. They got to find something deep down to go 100% every single play. So that's definitely one thing that I've been working on throughout my senior season, and scouts have seen that. They've seen that I've gotten a lot faster on the field and then with my route running.
Devon, you talked about the culture, and in Canada, I think it's safe to say there's kind of a crazy hockey culture, and football is definitely growing, but you know, there isn't the passion from as many people about football or is to hockey. But then you go to the States in college, and they're passionate about football. How much of a boost of energy was that for you, and was it easy to fit in, or did you feel like being a Canadian coming from the hockey country, you still had to prove yourself to Americans when it came to your football ability?
Oh yeah, I mean, I definitely felt like I always had to prove myself. I mean, first when I went to Kent School in Connecticut, I definitely felt that I had to prove myself to the coach that I belong on the team and I can be a key player. And then when I got to Iowa, I tried to prove that I was that I could be potentially a key player for them, and that was something that I did. I mean, I played a little bit as a true freshman, and eventually got a starting spot my sophomore year, and I ended up being a key player for them. So now it's no different. I'm trying to prove myself to coaches, prove myself, or prove to anybody else that had doubts in me from back when I was in high school.
Now, Devon, you signed with the Colts on May 1st. Give us, I guess, for our listeners who maybe never understood what it takes, like how the camps work and everything, what's your schedule now, and what has it been since May 1st since you signed?
Well, we went through mini camp, which is pretty much like a weekend. And then now it's just learning the playbook, meeting, watching film, and doing some on-field work with the team. And my day starts at 6 in the morning, and I don't finish until 5 o'clock. And I come home, and I play the playbook until 11:30 at night, and I do it again in the morning. Today's actually Wednesdays. We get out early. It's the vets get a day off, but for us, the rookies, we got to be there and watch more film. So today is kind of like a half day. So I actually – I took a break from studying to talk to you, but I've been studying since I got back.
I love it. Well, I really appreciate you taking a break. Now, when you study the Colts playbook, how different, how more intricate is it than the Hawkeyes playbook you had in Iowa?
I'd say that, I mean, it's all understanding concepts and protections. So, I mean, there's obviously way more to worry about. There's a lot more protections and a lot more route running, different routes and concepts to worry about. So, I mean, it's a lot. It's definitely a lot, and that's something that you, like I said, you got to really love it, because all you got to do is study that playbook. I know. I mean, I see Andrew Luck in the locker room studying. He doesn't stop studying. So, I mean, that's somebody that you want on your offense, and to see him, he's a role model, so I want to do whatever I can to be catching rocks from him.
Now, when you're studying your playbook, Devon, are you a visual learner? Like, do you need to see it? Like, do you draw out where you should be, or is it just the terminology? Like, how do you test yourself to know that you've got it down pat come when practice is on? How do you test yourself? Like, do you sit down with another rookie and you guys kind of quiz each other? How does it work?
I just ask questions. I ask the vets. I get to watch them actually run the routes. So I mean, I ask T.Y. Hilton and I ask Philip Dorsett about the routes, and I definitely, all I do is watch it on film. I watch it on film and I make flashcards and kind of test myself and test out my different coverages and different routes that I have to run on certain plays. So I kind of try to use every angle of learning that offense.
Does Andrew Luck throw an easily catchable ball? Is it a heavy velocity ball? What type of ball would you describe Andrew Luck throwing?
He puts it right on you. He's very precise, and he doesn't throw it too hard. He doesn't throw it too soft. He throws it to the right spot at the right time. He's a great quarterback.
Now, receivers a lot of times, their fingers get mangled just because of the velocity and stuff like that. You know, big hands, it's interesting. I listen to all the NFL scouts, and when they talk about receivers, always got big hands. And a lot of it they talk about, when you have big hands, you have a better chance in cold weather to hold on to the ball. Do you believe that as a receiver? Does hand size make that much of a difference?
Maybe. I mean, my hands are not too small. I think they're about a 10. So I don't know. I don't know with the guys that have like nine hands. I'm not too sure.
Well, Tavon, congratulations. Big month for you. You signed with the Colts. You're drafted by the Edmonton Eskimos. I know Ed Hervey, their GM, talked about how he's more than willing to be patient and see how things pan out. Obviously, for you, it'd be great to see a big playmaking Canadian receiver in the National Football League. So best of luck in Indianapolis.
All right, appreciate that.